Yeah, we're holding Daf Chafei. We'll just do the Mishnah over again. Just the last Mishnah was again. Chayme b'truma sheb Yehuda. There's a chumra of truma again over Kachim that in Yehuda ne'monam altar with yain v'shem kol yomais hashana. That an amoret, if he comes and brings wine and shem to the Beis Hamikdash, we accept it from him even kol yomais hashana. An amoret is believed. V'shasa gitos v'yabadim at the time when you're pressing the wine and the olives for the oil, afala truma. Then even Amoritz is nemen at that time to say the truma that he has is tor, and the Kohen could take it from him. What about over agitos? They passed away the time ready when they press the wine, the abadim, when they press for the oil, is beviyoloi chav yeshoyayin shal truma. And now the Amoritz comes now with a barrel of wine to the Kohen, saying, this is my truma, accept it. Halacha is lo yikab ledem emenu. A Kohen that's a chover should not accept it from the Amoritz. He's not believed. You have to be afraid. Maybe it's Tomei. You can't accept it. But what's the Yetzer though? The Mishnah says, Alva menicha legas abo. The Amoritz himself, what he should do is leave it to next year's time when you start pressing down the olives again and pressing down the wine again. And at that time you'll be Nemon. So therefore at that time you give it to the Kohen then. So wait for next year. That's the Yetzer. Let's say the Amoritz tells you, Hefrashti letoicha revias kodesh. The Amoritz now is coming to the Kohen to giving him the truma. He's saying this wine is truma. Again, it's not b'shas agitois. It's not at the time when the Amoritz is neman. So really, the Kohen should not accept it. But the Amoritz tells you, you should know, in this wine, it's not only truma. There's also a revias of kodesh there. There's also one revias of the wine is that I'm setting aside to be makdashit, to give it to the Mizbeach, it should be used for the Nesachim. In such a case, then we believe the Amoritz. Like a Migul, the Amoritz takes careful, he's very careful about Kachim. We believe him, he's very careful about it, it means a lot to him, Kachim. He's not Matamrit, he watches it, Filchas Kachim. So since in this barrel of wine, there is some Kachim there, for sure the Amoritz watched it well, and therefore, Rolata, the Kohen could accept even the Truma, and eat the Truma, the Cheskis, that it's torn. Now, kade yain v'kade shemen. What about the barrel of wine and the barrels of shemen? What about the barrels itself? Now, also hamadumas. Hamadumas, poshet means that it's mixed in truma and chulin together. Like you had some truma that got mixed up with chulin now. And halacha is that a Yisrael cannot eat it, only a kohen. Halacha is nemonim aleim. That the namorat is nemon of these things. Shrashi hamadumas, meforsh b'gemara. Vashta mashma shall tevel truma, the chulin maravim, that if you have the tevel of truma that's mixed into chulin, we believe the Amoritz. And the question is why, and we'll see in the Gemara, like what do you believe him for? Now, b'shas agitas v'habadim, v'koydim l'gita shivim yoyim. That that we believe him, it's not only b'shas agitas and the badim at the time when the mam is pressing the wine or pressing the oil, but even 70 days before that, also the Amoritz is becheskas to be metayer mul is chelim. Everything he does then is betayra, and he's neman even 70 days before to say whatever he's doing then is tor. Rashi says, Magdimim letayer es hakelim gita shoyayin badim shoshemin. Gita always means from wine, the wine press, and badim, that's the olive press, where you make the oil. So 70 days in advance before the season to press, they start being mitired the kelim. The Amoritz is nemar to say then is kelim is tor. So the Gemara is medayik now. The Mishnah starts off and says chayme b'truma. There's a chumra about truma that in Yehuda an Amoritz is nemar to say his wine and shemen is tor for kachim the whole year round, but for truma he's only nemar only at a certain time, only at the time b'shas agitas when they press the wine, the yabadim when they press the oil. So the chumra over truma, the Amoritz is not neman the whole year. Mashenka for kachim, he is neman the whole year. And the Mishnah says dafka in Yehuda. So the question is, why in Yehuda? Yehuda means that near Yerushalayim is in chelik Yehuda. Why only in Yerushalayim? So Mars Madaik be Yehudin or Begololoi. But up further north, then already the Amoritz is not neman. The question is, why not? So Mars said, my time, why shouldn't he be neman there? Like he tell me a swear now that for Kodshim, the Amoratzim are very careful to keep a Torah, so even in Golol, if an Amoratz is menader to give the wine to the Beis HaMikdash, why shouldn't he be Neman? So the Moran says, Omer Resh Lakish, Mifnei Sherutzua Shelkusim Mafsekas Beneim. In other words, you can't travel from Golan to Yehuda without going through a piece of land. There's one Ritzua, one strip of land that belongs to the Kusim, belongs to the Hasdin of Eretz Amim, belongs to the Goyim. Therefore, the Lochem and the Rabbanim that Eretz Amim has Tumah to it. Rashi says, Ritzua, Rashi is a strip of land, Ritzua shel Eretz Amim, of Goyish land, Mavsekes ben Golan Yehuda, that divides between Chelek Golan and the Chelek of Yehuda. Now, the Yerushalayim v'Yehudi, and Yerushalayim is in the Chelek of Yehuda. So it comes out that any wine that's in the Golul, when you bring it down to Yehuda, it automatically has to become Tamei, because you have to take it over this stretch of land, and this land, Midrabbanan, is Tamei. Trashi v'yevsha l'aviyam l'Yerushalayim b'tayra. It's not possible to bring the wine from the Golul down to Yerushalayim b'tayra. L'fisha gozru chachomim tumah l'eretz amim. The Rabbanan gave a din tumah like a mace to Eretz Amim. Goyish Aleim has a din tumah on it. V'yafilu shochaverim. Even if a chaver, a choshev a yid, shemi golul, that lives in golul, and a bol in a sochim, he can't bring his wine for the Beis Hamikdash to be used. Because when he brings it down to Yerushalayim, he has to go over this strip of land, and when he goes over this strip of land, it's metama, the wine, because it's a tumas of Eretz Amim. And not only is the land itself Tomei, but even the Aver. The Aver on top of the land is also Tomei. Yeah. So therefore, it's only in Yehuda that's Nogei too. You can have wine that's Torah, and not in Golan. What? So what? They didn't bring one. Saita. So Mari asks now, V'neise b'shei de teva migdol. So what's the problem? Let them carry their wine in a box, in a basket, or in a wagon. Let them take it b'shei the table migdol. Let them take it in the box. So let the box like be a chatzitza that will stop the tumor from going in. So there's an etzah to bring the wine in a shei the table migdol. So the Marin says, "Hamani Rebbe." I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Omar oil zorik lav shemay oil. Rebbe holds an oil when it's traveling is not called an oil. So Mela, whenever you bring it, you're always traveling, so therefore it's not called a good oil. Rashi says, oil zorek, oil hametaltel, if you have an oil, this box, that's moving, venizrak, when it's traveling, lav shemay oil, it's not called an oil, it's not called a division. Lios mafsek ben avira shel eretzamim, it doesn't divide between the wine and the ear of eretzamim. Ven gozer al avira, the Rabbanan made gzera not only on the gush, on the ground of Eretz Amim, but even on the air on top of it. As if the gzer would only be on the ground itself, then this could be a chatzitza. Since the maisa is something dividing between the ground and the wine, that would be called a chatzitza. But the maisa is not only the ground, it's even the air is all around. So you want to have a good chatzitza oil to stop the air, like to be metama, the wine. That we say no, since this box now, you're traveling with it, a box that's moving is not called an oil. It can't stop the tumor from going in. That's Trana Mishnah. Therefore, wine that's coming from Golol cannot be used for the Beis Hamikdash. All the wine that was used was always made in Yehud in Yerushalayim itself. But the Tanya we learned like this. Ha nichnas l'Eretz Amim. Somebody goes into Eretz Amim. Goyish land. B'sheder teva migdol. He's going in a box, in a chest, in a migdol, like a tower. Is Rebbe Matama? Rebbe says still your tame. Why? Because oil zarek, the oil when it's moving, does not help. For Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Matayer. They hold no, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda holds when the oil, even though it's moving, it could be Matayer. Still called the good chatzitza. So the kids say, Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita, that wine cannot be brought from the Golol to be used for the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara still, the Leisei Bekli Cheres, Hanukkah Tzomet Posel, let's put the wine inside an earthly kli, and let's cover it up very well, tight, seal it tight on top. So Mela, that's called the klicheres ha-mukir, that's covered, tzamed posel with a closed, tight cover. So lecha usually is that tumah doesn't go in. Even if you have this in an oil ha-mace, there's a mace there, still the tumah does not go inside the kli. So chur tamim at most have the tumah, mishum the mason, they were afraid maybe mason are buried there. So Rabbanan gave it a din tumah to Eretz Amim, but a kli cheres is matzo, doesn't let the tumah go in. So Marim says, Amar Rebbe Loza, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Shoinin, we learned like this. Ein Hegdish Nitzel Bitsamet Pasel. No, that's a good for everything else. But there's a Chumra by Kutchim, anything that you're using for Hegdish, it does not help to be protected inside an earthly Kli, even though it's closed all around. Still, if it goes near an Eil HaMeis, or here it goes over the Eretzamim, the Tumah goes inside the Kli and would be Matama the wine. Therefore, this wine that's coming from Golil, there's no way it should be used for the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashi says, Shainim, we learned. Tanoim Shainim, the Tanoim learned. Braisa, Shein HaKodesh Nitzel B'Tzamet Posel. That Kodshim doesn't have this halacha. Kodshim cannot be saved, even though it's inside this earthly Kli that's tight all around. It doesn't help for Kodshim. Posh, it's a Chumer with Rabbonin. But the Rai Savad, it does help, sorry, with Rabbonin doesn't help. For the more of a Tanya, we learned like this. Hurakasha. Ein chates nitzelis b'tzamet posel. Chates, Rashi says, that means the mei of a parah. If you have the ashes from the parah duma, that if you put it inside a kli cheres, even though it's sealed tight, still if it goes in contact with a mace, it becomes tummy. So mashmawat, my love, ha'kredish nitzel. The only thing that has this chumra, that the kli cheres doesn't save it, is only the ashes of the parah duma. That's a very chomedic thing to keep it tor. But mashma regular kachim, though, would be saved in the kli cheres. So the kasha, what we're saying, we want to say no, a kli cheres would not save a kachim. And here it's mashma, the only thing that won't be saved is only the chattis, the parah duma. But mashma regular kachim would be saved. So Mora says no. The Mora loy, ha'mayim sheinim kedoshim nitzolim. That's that you have a diak, only the eifa chattis, only the eifa, the ashes of the parah duma can't be saved. That means lafuka is the water could be saved. Mayim Rashi says it means Hamayim Shein Mekudoshim. Rashi says Shlanitin Offer Aleim Adayim. That you have this water that you want to keep it Torah in order eventually to put the ashes of the Paraduma into the water, and then this water would have the kedusha of Mechatis. So before you put the ashes of the paradum into the water doesn't have that much kedusha to it yet. So such water, if it's in an earthly kli, that's sealed tight, and now it goes in contact with a mace, in an oil or mace, it will be tor. Why is it tor? Because that water doesn't have kedusha yet. But enachanami, who adin kachim would not be saved by a kli cheres. Not lavdavke mechatis para, who adin regular kachim also would not be saved. That the Brisa says only chatis, it means lafuke is a mayim. The water that wasn't mekudesh yet, that water would be nitzel. The Rashi says nitzola means uksherim lekadshon achakach. You could use it afterwards. You're allowed to put the ashes of the paraduma into this water. Yeah. Mora says no. Ivo Omar Ula. Ula said like this. Chavrayu means the people in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash madchin beglila. What they used to do, no. Chavraya just means choshva people. The chevra, the chavraya, madchim begolol. In golol, they were making Torah dika wine to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, even though the wine is in the golol, there's a way, obviously, to bring it to Yerushalayim, because it says they used to make the wine there to be used for the Mizbeach. So not like we're saying the wine in the golol can't get to the Beis HaMikdash b'tayra. So Rashi says, Matkin means Metairin Yenam. There used to be Metairin their wine. Ushimonim and the royal, the Mizbeach. In order to be used for the Mizbeach. Now the kasher is, Vi Ritzua Masakes Lomim Metairin. If you're telling me now that there's a strip of land that divides the Golol and Yehuda that belongs to the Goyim, so whenever you walk, travel from the Golol to Yehuda, you have to go over the strip of land, so you always Metama the wine. So for what purpose did they make the wine for the Mizbeach? They can't get it to the Mizbeach. So Gemara answers, still not a kasha to us. The Teretz says, Menichen, what they used to do is leave it. They made the wine tor, and not that they really brought it to Yerushalayim, they stored it away there in the Golol. And they're waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi to come, and when he'll come, he'll find a place how he can get from Golol to Yerushalayim without going over that Ritzua, so then they'll be able to use it. Rashi says, Shem Yov Eliyahu, the Yiru Lahen, Shvil Bo, Sheinam Yeretzamim. Eliyahu HaNavi will be able to tell you a direct route how to get from the Golil down to Yerushalayim without going over that strip of land that belongs to the Goyim. So when Eliyahu Navi comes, to be able to get it there. So therefore right now also, he kept this wine, they made the wine, to keep it. Not that they're really going to use the wine right now. Because right now we don't know how to bring it down from the Golil to Yehuda. We're afraid to become Tomei. Sastra now Mishnah also. That Nemonim is only in the Golil, and not only in the only in Yehuda, and not in the Golil. Right, and the Mishnah says, Oveshas agitois Nemonim afala truma. But at the time when they really pressed the wine, then the Amoratsim are very makbet to make sure all the kelim are tor, and the Reba Nema to say the wine is tor also. So Mara says, Rimini, I have a kasha like this. Hagoymer Zaysov, somebody finished making his wine, his oil. Hagoymer Zaysov is Yeshaya Kupachas. He should leave over one barrel of wine. V'yitinenu li'enei koyin. He should give it in front of the eyes of a koyin. That's the way you should give it to the kohen for truma. So Rashi says like this, Hagoymer Zaysov, Amoret Shabor Ligmer Zaysov. And Amoret that just got finished pressing all his olives to get oil. And now he has the last olives left over. And he wants to give it for truma. So how does he give the truma now to the kohen? Is Yeshoye Kupachas. Letzerach truma Yisuf. Let him, before he presses that olive, let him leave the olives over to give it to the kohen. V'yitinenu li'enei kohen. The gizah should be in the eyes of the kohen. He should give it in front of the eyes of the kohen. What does that mean? V'yirenu, and the kohen should see and look at the olives. Shloi huchshiru azaisim. That the zaisim would never have any water on it. Was not huchshla kabotuma. V'yakoyin yasena b'taira. And then let the kohen himself press out the olives to make oil from it. But Alma, what do you see? That Bishas Hagitas, even at the time the Abadim, when they're pressing the wine and the oil, ain't among him. We don't trust the Amorites. We don't let him make this last barrel of olives into truma, into oil first, and give the oil to the Kohen B'Teres Truma. We don't let him do that, because we're afraid if he's going to give it the oil, B'Teres Truma, it's Tomei. So we tell the Amorites, leave over some olives, and give it directly right now to the Kohen. And let the Kohen see that it was not Huxa Kabatuma, and the Kohen will make it for Tyra. But otherwise, the Amoritz is not Nemun. I hear it at the time of the press. You're pressing the olives now to make oil. So you see, even Bishas of the Badim, still you're not Nemun. So Murat says, Amr Rav Nachman Lakasha, tell you, no, there's no steer here. Hor Becharfi, Hor Biafli. One is the quick season, and one is the Afli, the longest season. The olives that grow late. Trashiv Afli means the season when they grow too late, these olives. That means Shekvar Obers Mana Gitois, Laruba di Alma. Most of the people already finished the press already. Komad Lem Hemen, then we said it on Hemen. If you had a late crop this year, that your olives got finished late, so by the time you're pressing it now in the press, everybody else already finished making their oil, so that's called after the Shasa Habadim, and therefore the Amorites is not Neman. So then we tell the Amorites to say, to leave over the last barrel of Truma, and give it to the Kohen full, and let the Kohen himself take off the Truma. So he said back to him, Omele Ravada Barav Vachagoyin Mai, what's called a late crop, what's called an afli? So he answered him back, Kiyosin Shabbay Shabbay Savicha, look at your father's crop. Rashi Kishel Beis Avicha, awfully heavy. Now this year your father's crop of oil, of olives, were also a late crop. So that's called a late crop. Rav Yosef, or Rav Yosef answers, no. The Golul Shonu. That's what we say here, that not Nehemiah is talking about in Golul. Rashi, the Golul Shonu, umastisin, the Kotoni, the Mehem, the Yehuda Koi. Our Mishnah says, the belief is going in Yehuda. Tony Reshus, that was the Resh of our Mishnah. Sheb Yehuda Nemonim Ataris Yayim Hashemin. V'yolo Koi V'shas Agit Tzavadim Afal Truma. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Nemon V'shas, they press the Amoratzim Amakpit Imitar the Kelim. That's only in Yehuda. But in Golo V'yad they're not Makpit. Even V'shas Abitzir V'shas Agitois, they're not Makpit. So Rashi Toysa says the Pshat is Beglil Shonu Sheyesh Lem Roi Shemin. That they have so much oil, like so much olives, that they for sure keep on pressing even after the pressing season. So therefore, the end of their olives are not Nemanon.
Because by the time they get finished pressing all their olives, it's already after the season. It's a normal season, a pressing season. Therefore, in Golul, they're not nemar to say it's tor. Therefore, the Brisa says in Golul, they have to leave it over and let the kohen make it into truma. Let the kohen make the olives into oil. Like this. It says over Hayarden the Golul Harayin Kiyuda. Over Hayarden, the other side of the Yarden in the Golul, has the same halacha like Yehuda. What does that mean? That Nemonim Alayayin Bishas Hayayin. That in Amoritz, when he gives truma to the Kain, if it's at the time when they're pressing the wine, the Amoritz is Nemo the Seitz Tor. Vi Ala Shemin Bishas Hashemin. And when the Amoritz want to give oil now, olive oil, to the Kohen for Truma, if it's at the time when they're pressing the olives, he's Neman. It says here, even in Golul. So you see, even in Golul, still the Neman. But if they finished already the season of pressing the wine, even though it's still during the time of pressing the Shemen, that doesn't help. The Meister has finished the time of the pressing of the wine, the Amoritz is not Neman anymore. The same thing the opposite way. For loyal Hashemen b'shasayayin. If you now still pressing your olives, and everybody else finished it, but some people are still pressing the wine, so what? But the mice, it's not the zman of the Shemen anymore, therefore the Amoritz is not Neman anymore. But I call upon him b'shas Hashemen, at the time when it's a time now to press the oil, you are Neman. So you see clearly, even in Golul also the Neman. So how could before we say Golul is not Neman? So Mor says, Ella ma'achvatik rishonim ikara. Avada, the emetic terrace is the first terrace we said, that there's no difference between Golul and Yehuda. The Yamoris b'shasa b'tzir, if b'shasa badim is Neman. But the difference is, one is talking about b'charfi, which is the zman of the badim, and one is talking about piafli, a late season. And this year you add your olives the late season, by the time the Amoritz does it, it's already finished the time that most of the people are making their olives already, so therefore there's no Nemonis. Therefore the Amoritz is not Nemonis. But then the Brisa says, over agitois v'yabadim. If already past the time when they finish pressing the wine, they finish pressing the olive oil. V'heviyoloi chav yeshoyayin. And now the Amoritz is coming and bringing his barrel of wine. Is loyikablenim himenu. That's what our Mishnah says. If the Amoritz now brings his truma to a kohen that's a chaver, the kohen that's the chaver should not accept it. But the eitzah, what the Amoritz should do, the Amoritz should leave it legasabo. That's what the Amoritz should do. The Amoritz says, now boy name Rav Sheshes. We have a shalom from Rav Sheshes. What's going to be ovar v'kiblu mahu? Shinichenu legasabo. Let's say the kohen by mistake accepted from the Amoritz. The Amoritz came and gave truma to the kohen when it's not the zman abadim, so the Amoritz is not nemon, and the kohen accepted it. So the ma'aser now, the kohen has tomidika truma in his possession. What should be the loch of marshi nechen legasabo? Could the kohen himself, like, put it aside now, the truma, and not use it until next year when it comes the season of the wine press again? Because ma'aser, at the time of the pressing of the wine, then the Amoritz is nemon. Like, what's the difference if the Amoritz keeps it by himself, or the kohen keeps it till then? That's the shiloh. Omalu, he answered back to Nisun. No, we learned like this. That chover, the Amoritz, sheyoshu esavim. If a chover and an Amoritz yashin their father Amoritz. Hey, the father was an Amoritz, and he had two children. One son was also an Amoritz, and one son was a chover. One son is makbir hilchus tumah v'tahara. He only takes things that's Torah and not things that's Tumah. And the Yashin, the father now, so since the father was not Moritz, they have to be afraid whenever the father rolls his Tumah. So, Yochol Loimeloi, the Chavah could tell the other brother, that Torlato Chitim Shemamakim Ploini, Vani Chitim Shemamakim Ploini. If you want to divide up the wheat equally, you take wheat, 50% of the wheat in this place, and I'll take my 50% in the other place, that's okay. So Rashi says it means like this, that if you know in one place the wheat there, water came on the wheat after it was cut off already. So that wheat is hukshu kabatuma. So you don't want to take it. So you tell your brother the Amoritz, you take that wheat. I'll take wheat in another place. I know in the other place that wheat, no water came on top of it. The chiv on the chad mina, and since that's one min, armina, we say yesh breira. We say yesh breira. What does that mean? She'elu hein chalko shozeh, v'yedamu hein chalko shozeh. If it's one min, this, like you have 100 pounds of wheat, it has to be divided between the two brothers. So we know one brother gets 50 pounds and the other brother gets 50 pounds. So if you say, you'll take your 50 pounds here and he'll take it there, that's good. That's called Yesh Breira. And we consider this is the chelik the father is giving you directly. And we don't say it's considered you're exchanging right now. So therefore it's not called that the chaver is giving his tamedik a part to the Amoritz, but no, it's called a good split, and what you get, you're getting from your father, and what your brother's getting is from the father also. Abba v'shnei minim, let's say there are two different minim here. You're yashin 100 pounds of wheat and 100 pounds of barley. Then ain't leimer brera, then you can't say brera. Because shemei savim, the father dies, you want to say like this. Nof v'chelek lezeh, v'chelek lezeh b'chol aminim. Because usually when a father dies, we say, each brother has a right to get 50% of each min. If there's 100 pounds of wheat, each one has a right to get 50 pounds. If there's also 100 pounds of barley, each one has a right to get 50 pounds of the barley. So if you're going to divide up now, like you say, I'll take the wheat, and you take the barley, by you telling him to take the barley, the pshat is, you're giving him a chelik of your portion of the barley. Like you're making an exchange and saying, I have really 50% of this barley, so I'll let you keep my 50%, and I'll take your 50% in the chitim. But if you do that, you're being over the inyan of, you're being over of michshol. Like you're letting your brother, even though he's not moritz, but you're giving him your truma, or not you, whatever it is, ladap truma. It's your wine, and you know it's tamei. So if you know it's tamei, you're letting your brother eat what's tamei. Let's say it's truma. It's matam nakanim over here. So b'zoy, that you can't do. Because then you're being over lavle sitte michshel. You're giving a michshel to your brother. So again, if it's chitim that you're dividing up, that's good. Because the 50% of wheat that you get, we consider it's a direct matana from your father to you. It's not called, and the other portion your brother's getting is a direct yerusha from the father. So it's not called you giving him your portion, you're not doing anything wrong. So again, let's see the Gemara. That chaver v'yamaret sheyoshua savim amaretz. One brother, the chaver, tells other brother the Amoritz. Toilato chitim shemma complaining. You take the wheat that's in one place. The ani chitim shemma complaining. I'll take the wheat in another place. Rest I can say toilato yain shemma complaining. You take the wine in this place. The ani yain shemma complaining. And I'll take the wine in another place. Without this wine for wine. That's called the good Yerusha. That's called Yesh Brera. You're getting your portion. And you're not giving your brother any part of your portion. But you should not tell your brother. You take the wet. Vani Yavish, I'll take the dry. Chitin Vani Servant. In other words, there's wet type of food and there's dry type of food. Those are two different type of foods. So you can't say, you take all the wet. In other words, the wet food was Hukshla Kabotuma, we're afraid it's Tuma, you take it. Vani Yavish, I'll take all the dry type of Tua. The dry type of Tua, I know wasn't Hukshla Kabotuma yet, I know it's Tor. That you can't do. Because each one's supposed to get 50% in the Lach, and 50% in the Yavish. So if you're taking the whole Yavish, you're obviously giving 50% of your portion in the Lach, in the wet part of your brother. So that's the Michshel. Right, you also can say, Terlatachitim vanisarim. You take all the wheat, I know the wheat is tamei, and I'll take all the barley. That you can't do? Because by you taking all the barley, you're letting your brother take 50% of your wheat, which is tamei, so you'd be mashlim to do it varavera. He's going to eat it now when it's tamei. Versus Batoni Allah, we learned on this. Oy say chover, what should the chover do? Surf halach. The wet part he has to burn. Surf it. But the dry part that was Lush Shekabu Tumah, that he could use. So we're talking about now, Vaisa says, oh, this is Truma. That you receive Truma for your Vaisa to Kahanim here, and what your father left over was Truma. So you're taking the Truma from your father. So it says the Serif, this stuff that, the Lach, the wet part, that you're afraid maybe was Makabu Tumah, you have to burn it, you can't use it. So the question is, Amai, why? Yenichenu Lagasabo. Why can't you leave it over to the next gas? If you tell me now that there's a din d'rabbanan at the time of the gas, when the press,
then the Yamratzim Anemon. See, even if the Kohen has it already, he can leave it over to the next year's press. So let him also leave it over to the next year's time of the press. And then it'll be Torah for him to use. So here you see now, once it came from the hand of the Kohen, and it's Tomei for him now, he has to remain like it's Tomei. The Kohen is not allowed to use this Truma. He can't have an Eitzah to leave it over for the Gas. That's only an Eitzah of the Amoritz himself. Like before he gives it over to the Kohen, we don't know what it is. So that's a Din Rabbanan. Whenever he gives it over at the time of the Gas, we believe him. When he gives it over later, we don't believe him. So if the Amoritz is smart to leave it over and don't give it later, but rather only give it he'll only give it b'shas of the gas, b'shas the press. But once it was given over ready to the Kohen, now by the Kohen, it's Eis Kapaskin, that it's Tomei. So since it's Tomei, the Kohen can't do anything with it. Here it says that in a Seir, if he has to burn it, he can't use it.